This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So gardens are good. Let's see what's happening here. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's the last Monday of May 2023, May the 30th. May the 30th be with you.
It's also silly. Tuesday, but hey, who's counting?
Did I say Monday?
Do you ever feel like Mondays are Tuesdays?
Yeah, right.
Tuesdays
well, that's really after exist. A holiday.
Yeah,
right.
Tuesdays never exist. Tuesday is the day, the one day of the week that I personally and that most people I know go through never knowing what day it actually is. Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday?
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll buy that. Thank you, Jay. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the air everywhere on the Good Day app, gooddayshow.com. And also on hundreds of radio stations, including mostly AM radio stations. So what's next in the AM radio dashboard battle? Ford doing an about face last week. You all heard about that. So does that mean we're all in the clear? No, no, nope, 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 nope. AM radio operators are trying to find whether there are other problems in the woodpile, because there are other car makers. It wasn't just Ford. Ford made the most noise about it, but there are other car makers who are going to, or they want to, exclude AM radio from their electric cars, because we all know the world will cease to exist if we don't drive an electric car, right? Listen to Joe Biden. Listen to Gavin Newsom. Let's get electric cars. Let's make everything electric so that we can ruin the grid and nobody will have air conditioning.
Right. Oh, forget about the infrastructure. But that poses a good question that you stated, Doug. It seemed more people were focusing on Ford acknowledging that they did not want to include AM radio on any new models. But it started off with the electric vehicles and the whole concept of, well, the battery doesn't play well with AM radio, and it just makes it poor quality, and so we'll just ditch the AM radio rather than taking more time to fix the battery issue and make it play well together. But then Ford comes out and says, well, forget just EV alone. Our fuel tank vehicles, we still will not do AM radio. And Ford is one of those ones that I think maybe we have higher standards for because it is American-made and owned and built for tough is their whole thing. And it's like, well, you're not tough enough for AM radio? Come on,
tough.
Get it together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So, but also good for them for realizing the backlash and that it's dangerous to not have access to AM radio.
They didn't do it because they wanted to.
It's dangerous.
They were shamed into it, if you will, and they would have been forced into it because the government would easily have passed. And they may still. That bill is still before Congress. And so that's the business here. We need to continue the broadcast, folks, need to continue to put pressure on the House. And there are actually 9 automakers who have said that they were going to take AM radio out of their cars. It wasn't just Ford. But as you said, Ford sort of stepped up to the plate and said, okay, we're not doing this. And everybody said, no, not so fast. And by the way, at this time of year, when you're thinking, when you're going out, I listen to lots of music. My truck has an old radio because I got a 22-year-old truck. That's what I drive most of the time, an old F-250 that is Daisy in my home on the farm. So I don't have Sirius. I don't have anything. I have a radio that half the time doesn't work. And especially on AM, what really bugs me about the fact that for years men and women who want to listen to AM radio can't because of the disrespect that's been shown by the government to not equalize AM radio with FM radio so it has the same digital quality sound. How they've gotten away with this all this time, I don't even begin to understand it. How the broadcasters have let them get away with it, much as anything else. And how listeners More people listen to ball games. This is the time of year when people are listening to their favorite Major League ball club, and the stations that carry the games are almost all exclusively on AM. In the big markets, the medium-sized markets, and there always is a, they set up a sort of network of 30 or 40 stations that are within, for example, the Red Sox have stations that carry not only in Boston, but up in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, down in Connecticut, Rhode Island, even places in New York. No, you can listen to a Red Sox game in New York? Yes, you can. If you can find that AM radio station. So, by the way, this is just an up yours to the people who are down on AM radio. The listenership for Major League Baseball this year is up 200% since opening day. That tells you something about what people want to hear. And by the way, it's always better on the radio when you can use your imagination. And it's too bad Vin Scully and Mel Allen and Kurt Gowdy and a lot of those guys that were early on really good broadcasters. But still, listening to the boys of summer on the air at the ballpark is something that doesn't feel like anything else, frankly.
It doesn't. And I don't know if it's because baseball's slower paced than a lot of other sports where you really can paint a better picture. But when you are in your car driving and you want to know what's going on with your game, there really is nothing better than listening to it.
Yep. It's very cool. Very, very cool. All right. State Farm, not so cool, says no longer going to insure new homes in California because of the risk of wildfire. This is pretty sobering, actually. All right? The insurance company no longer providing home insurance to California customers because of the risk of wildfires. And here we have this moron who is the governor of, and that's what he is. I mean, he may look pretty, he may sound pretty, but he is an absolute obtuse, he's a problem. And nobody seems to get it. What is there about California? As much as I love California, I don't get how people think they keep accepting all of this stuff from the government there. And companies are, hey, listen, they're telling you what it's like. They're not going to do it anymore because the government doesn't force the utilities to clean up their act. And so the cost of construction is outpacing inflation. You can have a, like I think I have a $1 million fire policy on my house. Do you even know what your insurance,
we did, fire insurance would cover? We made sure that we had flood and we had fire. But that's one of the things when insurance companies don't want to do what they are supposed to be doing, because we were fortunate that we lived in an area that we could get flood insurance. But even just a few streets away, people couldn't get flood insurance because the risk of actually having floods in that area were high. Well, if you live in an area where the risk is high, you want the insurance.
You want insurance? Hello.
So for State Farm to be like, well, no, we're not going to insure new homes or businesses in California because of wildfire risks. That's why people want the insurance, because of the risks. You don't pay for insurance because nothing will ever happen.
They want that to be the case, though.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay. They don't want to grow up. They don't want to go to school. Big scam problems. The trend of fraud escalating, causing alarming financial losses for Americans with this year alone so far. $8 billion has been scammed from people's bank accounts. So how then, how good, people say, right, with all the banking problems now, or with all, I don't know, I probably shouldn't put it that way because I don't know that there are. I think the government has created this recession. I think that the problems in the banks, with the exception of the bank on the West Coast, the Silicon Valley, I think that was doomed. Just bad management. But the other banks that have been taken over, I'm not so sure there isn't kind of a plot here on the part of Chase buying up all the assets of the Republic Bank and that other one that's in New York. At any rate, the number of people who have had their accounts attacked, hacked by Russians, by Chinese, by whoever is figuring out how to get into your account. I can't tell you how many times I've had my credit cards. I usually replace one or two credit cards a year because they get you know, there's fraud. And the good thing about Chase, no, sorry, I have Citibank, I guess. I don't remember which one it is, but they're always alerting me as to fraud. Did you make this purchase? And, you know, some people would find it annoying. I find it to be satisfying.
It's
helpful. Because exactly.
Yes.
Hello.
Because if there is something that you are like, I did not do this. Where did this come from? I used to be very anti-credit cards. I only wanted to use the money that I had in my bank account, use my debit card, until my debit card kept getting hacked. I had a situation where I had a very hefty bill from a Sprint in Folsom, California. Mm-hmm. I called the company and it showed that it wasn't an online purchase. Somebody went into the store and used a card.
Credit card.
That claimed to be my debit card. Yeah. All the same numbers. A physical card in store when I had the possession still in my wallet.
So they made one.
And so that was so scary. And there was a slew of time where it kept happening. I don't know if it was
very unsettling.
Or what. Yes. Yeah, so.
Very unsettling.
I ended up getting a credit card because they protect you a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about the conditions as we are into springtime and drought or fires and that kind of stuff that happened here and there. There's a big fire over Nova Scotia now. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. The wildfires are burning up there. Much of Nova Scotia is in really in dire straits because of this fire. And the smoke is moving down over the northeast. Yesterday we had, it actually affected the sunset. The smoke in the sky, you could see the smoke and the different way the sun appeared as it was, quote-unquote, going down because of the smoke. It looked different. It was very hazy and redder, if you will. So over the next week or so, till they put this fire out of Nova Scotia, people on the East Coast, especially New England, down on Long Island, into New Jersey, will have this smoke. And it's very close to ground level. It's heavy for those people who have asthma and who have issues compromising your breathing. This is not going to be a good time. And this is what was happening over the West Coast with the fires there. Now it's happening on the East Coast because of Nova Scotia fires. So I guess the word of the wise hopefully is sufficient. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The answer to your prayers, here I am, Mr. Perfect. I can't let that go. It's too good. It's too perfect to let it go, Jay. So here we are. Focused on, no, actually it's not my time, it's Selena Gomez that is the focus of our attention here when it comes to social media and things that are trending. Selena Gomez has a certain point of view. She had a heated conversation with a security guard that, as usual, was caught on camera. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a camera. Everybody takes pictures. So at any rate, we'll find out what she was doing and why she got into this altercation with a guard after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
I like her. Oh, I kind of like her. Yeah, well, it's the music. I don't know that much about her. Her name is a household name, kind of, at this point. She's done some acting, but her music is kind of like this. It's full. Maybe that's what it is. Appeals to all ages. Does that make sense?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it certainly does. Okay, so anyway, she was going into a Beyonce concert. Beyonce concert, thank you. She stopped to yell at a man
that was apparently trailing her,
security team members.
Yeah,
who
so what happened?
Potentially got a little rough with some of the fans. She was making her way to the VIP section, so she was kind of passing through this walkway that's right in front of the first row, and some people were reaching for her, and she was even caught on video high-fiving people as she was going past and everything, and I guess somebody maybe, according to some of the other concert goers who were there and saw it and took to social media, that somebody reached for her and the security guard was caught off guard and got a little too rough with the person, not like pushing them, but something that Selena did not like, and she was reprimanding her personal security for just kind of like, don't touch people like that. Leave people alone. And some people came to social media in her defense saying, like, good for her. She is telling her team how to act. And then other people were like, if the security guard was just doing his job, why is he being reprimanded?
Reprimanded? So there are other people that were in the crowd, apparently, other famous people. I guess this sort of delineates or underscores how tough it is, even though you make the choice, in most cases, to be famous. And sometimes you are, your actions, you know, you are being watched. It's part of the deal of being a celebrity, right?
Oh, yeah. And everyone's
visible.
Being videotaped anymore. And we've seen this at concerts where even the person performing is pulled off the stage by overzealous fans.
Right. Didn't that happen to Faith Hill and... didn't she get into an altercation with somebody who was grabbing
at her
husband?
Oh, someone grabbed him, yeah, in a very inappropriate way.
Yes, very inappropriate. So they got the ire of Faith Hill. Okay, well, concert goers, beware. I guess that's it. Here at 28 After, this is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no friendly cash. If you don't spread that, you just blur. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah.
Don't hold that.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Excuse me. Must have been something I ate. All right, let's get back into the arena of conversation here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Eric Yellow will join us in a few minutes to talk about the Let's talk about living. Let's talk about life with him, right? The origins of our race, the human race, Homo sapiens. Supposedly there was a 153-year-old footprint found in South Africa, Jay. Apparently it's the oldest one ever made or that they've ever found. I think there are some people who say we go back 300,000 years, but we're just, we've only been here. Like when you look at the timeline of the planet and to see when we supposedly were developed, we came out of the deserts of Africa, supposedly. I've never bought into that. Never have I bought into it. I asked the question, which nobody seems to be able to answer, by the way. Why do some people on the planet look the way they do? And other parts of the planet, they look like something else. Like, why are people black? And why are people yellow? Why are people white? Why do some people...
They've looked at the, what is it, the melanin in the skin, and based off of the...
Melatonin?
Melatonin, that's it. Yeah. And No, melanin. The
melanin, there's a difference between the two, yes.
Yeah, the melanin.
Yep. Yeah.
And the, like, ancient humans based on where they lived and how close to the equator and all of that stuff. But wasn't it the oldest, what are they, the hominins were thought to have appeared as early as 7 million B.C.?
Well, yeah, that look, if you will, that is walking on two feet, two legs.
Yeah,
That's kind of what distinguishes. I still say
we came from another planet.
We come from another planet. That's exactly what I think. Yep, that's me. I'm all for that. Liz Cheney did a graduation speech and took the time to talk about her experience battling against former President Trump. All of you who are Trumpers certainly love to hate on Ms. Cheney. I think she makes a lot of good points, frankly. She took time to take a good shot at some of her former colleagues. This was at the commencement, Colorado College, which actually was where she went to school. She said, quote, after the 2020 election and the attack of January 6th, my fellow Republicans, many of them wanted me to lie. They wanted me to say the 2020 election was stolen. The attack of January 6th wasn't a big deal and that Donald Trump isn't dangerous. She said, I chose between lying and losing my position in the House. What kind of a statement is that, actually?
Right?
When you get down to
That's a big statement.
Would rather vote for somebody who's not telling the truth. And then I know people who listen, well, how do you know what the truth is?
Yeah.
These are all the truth. These are patriots.
But it just goes to the idea that people want their own party no matter what.
Yep. Right. It's like a religion. Like being a Jew or a Catholic or whatever. She said, no party, no nation, no people can defend and perpetuate a constitution or a republic if they accept leaders who have who go to war with the rule of law and the process being... And this is what George Bush did, basically, when her father was vice president. She's sort of taking a shot at him. Because we had no business going to war against the Iraqis. So she talked about a lot of different things, but at any rate, I have respect for her. Hope she runs for office and she gets into power so she can keep the World Health Organization from mandating vaccines. So that's their latest move. This is another reason to not belong to the World Health Organization. Not only are they pretty much fueled and formed because I think the vice chairman of the World Health Organization is a Chinese, I think the wife of the Chinese dictator. At any rate, who needs the World Health Organization? They're usually wrong anyway. And so what do we need an international, what's the matter with, why can't we figure this out for ourselves? Never mind the FDA and all these other organizations, but global, come on, use your head, common sense. Why is it that you think you need somebody to tell you how to live? That's the problem with governments today. They've taken over for you like you can't think for yourself anymore. You want to get a vaccine? Get a vaccine. You don't want to get a vaccine? Don't get a vaccine. Don't listen to the people.
They've taken away critical thinking in schools, even.
Right.
So it's starting. It's becoming a root issue.
I got into a conversation yesterday with an old colleague of mine, a radio professional who's on the air for 30-some-odd years doing news in Boston, and we were talking about how her health is and whether she'd had COVID, and we were talking about a number of different things, but it got to that, and I said that I didn't believe that the circumstance warranted the way the world was upended. And she said, are you a Trumper? And I said, no, I'm not. I got my vaccines and stuff. I just think that we were cowed into thinking the way nobody thinks for themselves anymore. And that's the damn World Health Organization is on top of all of that.
And where did this whole idea come from where if you are against the COVID vaccine, you must be a Trumper? Donald Trump initiated the vaccine. He himself got the vaccine.
Right, yeah.
Where did that narrative come from? Did it come?
It's like nobody thinks for themselves anymore. That's the problem. And it's becoming not only a problem here, but it's a problem everywhere. Problems. Now, what's going on our borders, here's another problem that we are not dealing with well at all. Another reason not to vote for Biden is this fiasco on the border. More and more every day you see Homeland Security failing at its job because they keep being given different messages. And so the human trafficking, the problems of trading humans, imagine this. This is the old slave markets. That's what's going on with all these people that are coming across the border, our southern borders especially. And we don't have the tools. We're not teaching people about this. The sexual slavery that goes on, sexual exploitation, forced labor, all of these things. What in the world? Why are we doing this? Matter of fact, around the globe, estimated 28 million people have been subjected in the last year to human trafficking. And the crime of it all, our country is the worst. We have the worst record for this in the world. And roadways now are acting as a means for making this happen. So let's get some information, some behind-the-scenes info from Akeem Ture now with us.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, BEFREE.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
All right, 44 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Time for our weekly visit from Uri Geller from his home and his museum in the heart of Old Jaffa, which is a wonderful historical part of Tel Aviv. All right, we got kind of a crackly line here. I'm hoping we can get our message across. You know, a lot of people ask me, people who correspond with me, people who follow me and the people that are on my program, a lot of listeners follow you as well, and they ask, as you mention often every week, and I talk about it too, why did you buy this Lamb Island, the island that's up off the coast of northern England, right? Isn't that where it is?
Yeah, it's very close to Edinburgh. Hi, Doug. Hi, everyone. Basically, look, the Lamb Island is a mysterious and an enigmatic island, and most people don't know this, but it's claimed to be one of the great pyramids of Scotland. And you know that Lamb Island is basically a volcanic outcrop. It's in the first or fourth of North Edinburgh. It's about 40 minutes drive from Edinburgh. And it's one of the three rocky outcrops which basically mirror the layout of the pyramids of Giza. Unbelievable.
And all right, hold on, Uri. We really have a bad connection. We're going to try to reestablish that. Hold on a second. Give me 60 seconds so we can get back to you. Hold on. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Let's try a couple more minutes with Uri Geller, see if we got a better connection. So we're talking about Lamb Island, and the fact that most of these islands like that, if you look at the Hawaiian Islands or islands anywhere, they all have come out of the sea in a sense, because they're volcanic, right?
That's correct. But, Doug, let me make it clear that this is not an island you can live on. I mean, it's basically a bird's nest there.
Yeah.
When I bought the island, I believe I became automatically the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 50,000 puffins. But I was always fascinated by the connection between the pyramids and these islands. You know, the connection that has been known for centuries. You can actually read about it in a 15th century manuscript, which is called the Scoticronicon. I have that in my museum. It was written by an abbot of Inchcombe. His name was Walter Bower. And when I heard that Lamb Island was for sale, I basically just felt a strong instinctive urge to buy it. And the more I delved into the history and the archaeological lore which surrounds it, the more certain I became that this is one of the most significant sites in Britain. I mean, I believe in ley lines, you know that. And
I believe there are ley lines that go from
my island into Roslyn Chapel, to Jerusalem, and so on.
Yeah, I think they're all over England, especially.
Maybe next week. Yeah.
We still don't have a great connection. You were saying next week.
Next week we will expand more about what I'm planning to do there and what I'm planning to dig out from the island. That is, if I get permission from the Scottish Heritage and their archaeological department.
I want to go visit. Let's go take a trip there. Somehow we can get up to the top of the cliff. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Check out the museum. Check out Lamb Island, how you can become a citizen, etc. Here, it's 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is, what is this, Americans? What is this, a Love Boat or something? What is this from, Chucker? I recognize it, but I don't remember.
Entertainment Tonight, Doug.
Ah, Entertainment Tonight, that's right. Isn't Deborah Norville still doing that?
No, that was, she does Inside Edition.
Inside Edition, okay.
Yes, yeah, you're confusing your...
I mix up my metaphors all the time.
Oh, I know you do.
Yes. Okay.
No, hey, just roll with me here. Okay, this day in TV history, May 30th, 1996, John Tesh, last day as the host of Entertainment Tonight. Boy, that really, it's hard to believe it was that long. Because I remember when that show really first started, it was John Tesh, you had Mary Hart.
Yeah.
And Lisa Gibbons, right? She became a big name. Off that. Yeah. I have no idea who hosts it now because I don't watch. But I also, when I looked at that, I started to reflect in terms of me getting entertainment news from the newsstand. I remember, I think it was probably like right around 1992, Entertainment Weekly hit newsstands. And I remember seeing the postcard in the mail, how excited I was that it was going to be a movie magazine weekly on that scale, and ran for a very long time. I got a subscription to that. I also used to read Premiere magazine, I don't know if you remember that. And then in terms of horror, there was Cine Fantastique, that was sci-fi, and Fangoria, which did a lot of the horror conventions. But I also went to the newsstand, Doug, to buy Variety, which that's how I knew what was in production in terms of film releases pre internet. There actually was a time for people who are listening. There was a thing called pre-internet, Doug. You remember that?
Pre-internet?
Right? Yes. Before the internet. Yeah. Before we got all our information.
There was life.
We actually had to read. You could go to the newsstand, get a magazine, or you can go to the library.
Or the library.
Research, yes.
Right, yeah. Quentin Tarantino has been criticizing the current state of affairs, saying that streaming is ruining the business. And I think he is pretty right on. He had a conversation.
Something that I don't agree with, okay? He said that television, watching television, right, like a weekly show or binging a show, that it doesn't stay in your memory the way a really good movie does. I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
Because, look, if you look at some of the great, like The Sopranos for me, that show is in my memory. Like The Walking Dead, that show is in my memory. The arcs, the stories in those shows were fantastic.
All the Law and Order stuff. Most of the Dick Wolf things that have been around for a long time, and The Blacklist.
Yes.
Good Lord, nothing in your memory.
Those are great. That's great storytelling also, feature. But I will say one thing. I was talking about this to a buddy the other day. I think the problem is that generationally, parents now, younger parents, they're not taking their kids to the movies. So if you don't take your kid to the movie, they're not going to get in the habit of going. It's not going to be a huge part of their life like it would have been myself or you or many people listening as we grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Going to movies was like breathing. So if you don't go, you're at it. You know, that's what's really altered the industry.
I think, by the way, speaking of The Blacklist, I know I've talked about this show a lot because I think Spader has for the past 10 years created a character like none other that you've ever seen on television or in the movies, and that's why it lasted as long as it did. Great writing. So they keep talking about this being the final season, but there's no final episode. In fact, NBC has just scheduled, they've changed, The Blacklist has been on Sundays this season.
It's Thursday, right?
They're moving it to Thursday. They're going to do a two-hour special this Thursday. It feels to me like the rumor that we heard a month or so ago that they either couldn't or wouldn't do the final episode until next fall. It feels to me like this is going to be on this summer, leading into some sort of fall end of whatever. But it doesn't feel like the show is over. They keep saying it's the final season, but they don't, you know, like all these other shows are all done.
They'll probably keep the door open. Now, in terms of box office, four-day Memorial Weekend, Disney's live-action version of Little Mermaid, $118 million. That's solid. I mean, the studio had to deal with a lot of review bombing, especially on the user site. But I they're not going to complain with that opening. Fast X, $28 million, 65% drop-off week-to-week. Just $113 million in 10 days, but overseas, $400 million. So this franchise is doing very well overseas.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see. I haven't been in the movies, though, because too much going on. But that would be something I would go to see just because.
It's lasted 20 years, that franchise.
I know, it's amazing.
A long time. $7 billion. Done well.
Yep. All right, Chucker, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow morning here on Good Day. It's now 59 past the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.